At the White House just a little while ago, President Obama said that all U.S. troops will be pulled out of Iraq by the end of this year.
Here at home, the coming months will be another season of homecomings. Across America, our servicemen and women will be reunited with their families. Today, I can say that our troops in Iraq will definitely be home for the holidays.
President Obama made the announcement after speaking with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. He did not take questions at that time, and there are questions. Julian Barnes is Pentagon correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. And Julian, we know the withdrawal at the end of 2011 had been sealed in a deal by George W. Bush, but there'd been an expectation some troops would stay, and negotiations over that. So what happened here?
Well, that's exactly right. Even when that original deal was signed, the military had always hoped that relations between the U.S. and Iraq would normalize enough that they could arrange a long-term deal. Earlier this year, there was a proposal for 15,000 or more from the military. That kind of got pushed down by the White House to about 10,000. In recent months, that became a negotiating over between 3,000 and 5,000 troops. But those negotiations just broke down. Iraqis like to take their negotiations to the last minute, to the final hour. The U.S. felt they couldn't negotiate to the last hour, that it had to begin to shut down these bases, take out these troops, and if a deal was going to be made, it had to be made now, and it couldn't be made.
Well, we understand the sticking point was granting these troops that stayed immunity.
That's right. The U.S. does not station troops overseas unless the country gives up the right to prosecute those troops for wrongdoing, turning over any prosecution to the U.S. military. That's true in Japan or in Germany, any place where we have a long ongoing troop presence. But for the Iraqis, that was a really controversial issue. Many of them are still bitter over incidents where civilians were killed by U.S. troops or where U.S. contractors fired into groups of civilians.
Well, and so 8 years of war, almost 4,500 American troops killed, billions spent. Is there any sense that, with this push to maintain what the security that there is there any sense that troops might be redesigned as trainers or replaced by contractors so that that concern about having some boots on the ground is met?
Well, there will be training efforts that are led by the State Department, particularly for the police. There may be some in-and-out training by U.S. Special Forces. They can kind of go in under different ground rules than conventional forces and do some training. But we're talking about 200, 300 U.S. Troops in the country, that's about it.
Well, and so how do you read this? I mean, the president, of course, painting it as this, glorious moment. It feels like, there's a generation that's grown up with this war. But is it seen as something of a failure that, they weren't able to negotiate keeping more troops there with immunity?
Well, the White House was always divided over whether there really needed to be a long-term troop presence. A number of people in the Obama administration wanted to be completely out. They raised questions, why are we still have troops in the Balkans years after that war is over? So their heart wasn't in a long-term presence. They listened to military advisors who said this was the best idea. And, there are people in the military who are really worried that a lot of the sacrifice, a lot of the money that has been put into this country could be for naught if Iraq is to, say, fall into the orbit of Iran.
Yeah. Well, so quite something, Julian Barnes. A mobilization, 45,000 troops coming home from Iraq in the next 2.5 months. Quite something. Julian Barnes, a Pentagon correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.